4ZLK, KO4HX.
4ZLK, good morning.
I'm back on the road now.
Officially punched in.
This is my DOT time.
Have a good weekend.
I had to fix a water leak at my grandfather's house. So I spent most of Saturday doing that.
Yeah, I hope it worked out well for you. Unless it's on a well, that didn't make sense. Anyway, we had a party. Gabrielle threw a party for Connor. We hosted it at our house last Saturday. Well, two of them didn't come because they were not feeling well. And that was the youngest that was just born, Alice. So I had forgotten that they were planning, that they were coming over for dinner Sunday, just Ethan and Abby and the three girls. So that still worked out. I still got to see all of them this weekend.
I hate they weren't feeling good. And yes, everything worked out, and he is on a well. And it wasn't too bad, but after a couple trips to town to get everything you needed.
Running into town to get stuff, get parts, and hopefully you get them all and nothing else breaks. And that's kind of inconvenient when you live out a little bit.
And I always buy extra of whatever I buy and then put it up. That way I've got my own little hardware store.
Today, when your son's going through it all, he's going to say, why in the world did Dad have all this extra stuff?
Hey, exactly.
Water leak I fixed. I didn't even know I had one, and went under the house and the back side of the house, the crawl space, and it slopes down from the front of the house to the back of the house. Opened up the door and there's 2 feet of water in the inside the crawl space, and you can see it running down, coming out from underneath the plastic that's on the floor, on the ground. And all of the pipes through the house and everything had been replaced before we bought it with PEX, because the copper, whatever the minerals are in the water up there, it was causing little tiny pinholes in the copper. But there was one probably 6 foot section of copper pipe that went under the foundation at the front of the house from where the water line came from the meter to the front of the house. It went under the crawl space or under the foundation and then came up, you know, in the crawl space where the PEX was attached to it. That was still copper, and it burst under the ground and was just bubbling up. It probably been like that for about a week, because I hadn't been under there in a while.
Been there, done that. Right out of high school, I worked for my uncle doing plumbing work. Some new construction and a lot of repair work. And used to get a lot colder up here than what it does now for some reason, and I won't say it got colder, but it stayed cold longer, and a lot of pipes freezing and busting when that happens, and I've been under houses like that doing that, and the reason why copper does that is it's acidic. The water is acidic, and it erodes the pipe as it's going through it.
And if what happened, I had actually turned the water off at the meter because I'd put a new pressure reducer valve. It was leaking at my meter box. I don't have a meter, but where the water, main water, comes into my box up at the street. And then I turned the water off, replaced that, and then turned it back on, and I'm wondering if that force the water hitting it again actually was what did it, because it was a week later after doing that that I had to dig that water line out, that little part, and had to dig from the crawl space was only crawl worthy at the front of the house. I can walk in the back of the house, so I had to crawl under there with a small shovel and kind of dig it out enough to get to it.
Roger that. Yeah, like I said, been there in that exact situation, and it's still fun, but somebody's got to do it.
Back with PEX. so I should be good. And it wasn't leaking when I covered it back up. So hopefully it will stay that way.
And I put in, if I do anything plumbing repair wise, it's easier to work with, lasts longer. Just I don't use the plastic fittings. I'll only use the brass ones, and learned my lesson on that with the polybutylene that was before PEX. They make the fittings, they make two halves so that it melted together, put that seam in there, and that's when the weak point in it, it likes to bust right there.
Notice any of those, I used all brass fittings as well. Of course, we'll probably find out in 20 years that PEX causes cancer or something, you know, and they'll have to replace all of it.
No, our government's not going to tell us the truth right out of the gate.
It's easy to work with compared to copper.
It's easier to work with over the last few years, too. You don't have to have the special crimpers and all that stuff now. They've got the shark bite and gator bite, whatever you want to call them, those quick connect fittings, and they've got other rings that you can put around it that just requires a pair of pliers to squeeze it together.
I remember the first time I used shark bite attachments, and I was a little concerned about them, but they worked really well, and you're right, they're easy to go on and easy to come back off if you need them to with that little plastic tool.
Exactly. So, it, like I said, it's been a nice invention that somebody come up with to work with that stuff. And all the other plumbing fixtures, too, because you can use it on about anything now.
You're right, and set it in there deep. It'll work. I was very impressed with them.
I still hate having to do it.
I agree with you. That's all the plumbing I want to do. I will do it in an emergency, but I sure wouldn't want to be out there looking for it.
A couple years, and that was enough for me. Enough to where I know how to take care of my own, and that's good.
And I don't mind if, you know, if I'm going to run a new water line or put in a sink, an outdoor sink or something, I don't mind doing it that then, but I'm just glad that's not the... Glad that's not the career I found myself in.
And I started to go that way, and then wound up working on cars for a living.
My son got up on my birthday here to wish me happy birthday. If not, he'll be up. W4FCM.
N4ZLK, happy birthday.
Well, that's okay. Beats the alternative.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Fred.
40 yet?
Yeah, getting on up there, but hey, no complaints.
I figured you're a little bit further than 40.
Well, I was in my classroom teaching. Makes me feel like I'm 90 some days, but hey, I do all I need to do, hunt, drive, fish at 1-2, and carry concealed, so life's good, no complaints.
To Golden Corral or one of those other restaurants every once in a while?
Every Friday, Saturday night for years and years, date night out. So we go to the Silver Bay, Chick-fil-A, Zaxby's. We have a rotation, we do. We did them. As long as we're on Silver's, the other half is good. So, yep, puts on too much weight, but good eating out.
Pizza, you can go to a pizza place there in Traveler's Rest. They give you, I think they give you half off on your birthday or maybe a free pizza on your birthday. I think it's a free pizza on your birthday, and then on your half birthday, which is 6 months later, you get a half off of a pizza.
But yeah, we did that actually to a sidewall pizza. Sure, it was good. Got a good vegetable salad, homemade ice creams. Hard to beat there. Sidewall pizza. Andy's a good guy. W4FCM. Thanks, guys, and appreciate the birthday wishes.
Sidewall pizza. I never can remember it. It is good. Go ahead, Patrick.
I've tried that one, but I'll have to give it a try one day when I'm down here. Like some pizza. And Fred, good to hear you this morning, and I hope you have a wonderful birthday.
Kind of you. W4FCM sign.
Your pizza there, I think, is a little pepperoni. They've got others, and I've tried them, and they're okay, but that little pepperoni is pretty good. And I just had to slow down to let a mama turkey and five little babies go across the road.
In the slowdown, nature.
Turkeys I see through the summer and into the fall until turkey season happens, and then they just seem to disappear.
I know I've been deer hunting several times, and when we're working on the property or whatever, turkeys everywhere. And then you go back turkey season, and it's like, whew, you can't find them nowhere.
Get the memo or something.
Deer have figured it out, too, when hunting season is.
A few months ago, it was deer season on the highways.
And hit.
Down 85. Sometimes two or three in a very short area. Not the right word. Very close together. I do see them on the side of the road all the time, but I guess maybe it's during rutting season when they're on the move more.
Yeah, which is not too far off, so it won't be long.
I'm just about home, so I'll let you go. Hope you have a good day. I'm going to go in and grab a shower and go to bed and try to rest up for tonight.
See you this morning. I hope you get you some rest and have a great day. And maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KO4HKX. I'll be clear. 7-3.
See you later. Enjoyed it. N4ZLK.